All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. This podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at MKR Workshop. As nothing says spicing up your kitchen like getting a new kitchen table, or what if you need to upgrade your workspace in order to get more projects done? Well, then the folks at MKR Workshop have all of the solutions for you, as MKR Workshop specializes in building and designing custom-made furniture for all of your home and office needs. Now, you can contact the folks at MKR Workshop anytime via email at mkrworkshop.com. Now, it is that time of the week, folks, my weekly picks in the world of the National Football League. Got things started on the right foot last night. I picked the Pittsburgh Steelers at home over the Carolina Panthers. However, I expected it to be a close back-and-forth game, and it appeared to be that way at the beginning. But Pittsburgh just put that foot on the throttle, and Carolina simply could not keep up. Now, we have some good games on tap for this Sunday, as well as the Monday night affair. And with that said, here are my picks for week number 10 in the NFL season. Now, a big one in the NFC North is you're going to have the 3-5 Detroit Lions traveling to take on the 5-3 Chicago Bears. The Bears are hopeful to get Khalil Mack and Allen Robinson back for this contest while they look to extend their lead in the division. And for the Lions, they've been up and down, and they've been so close, but you know, for too often they've been able to get over that hump, so to speak. And now they're facing a Bears team that is 3-1 at home. And you look at the way that their defense is playing. They're flying around to the football, and that could make life tough for Lions quarterback Matthew Stafford. The Bears are rolling, and I expect them to keep that momentum up this Sunday. Thus, I'm going to take Chicago by the score of 31-20. Now, you're going to have the 7-1 New Orleans Saints traveling to the Queen City to take on the 5-3 Cincinnati Bengals. New Orleans comes into this contest favored by 5.5 points, while they have won their last 7 contests. And when you think about New Orleans and the way that they're playing, you think about their defense. Of course, their defense did give up some points last week at home versus the Los Angeles Rams, but they know how to get it done. Now, for Cincy, we've seen it over the years with head coach Marvin Lewis and quarterback Andy Dalton. They step up and play hard for the big teams, but they don't play good for the bad teams. And if you're Cincinnati, this is a golden opportunity for you to establish yourself as a playoff contender in the AFC versus one of the better teams in the league. But it's not just going to be about the arm of quarterback Andy Dalton. I look at this running game for Cincinnati, and I also look at their defense to try to make life tough for quarterback Drew Brees. It's going to be 46 degrees at game time. And more importantly, if you are the Saints, after getting a big victory at home last week versus the Rams, is there room for a letdown in this contest? I think there is. And I'm going to take Cincinnati at home by the score of 27-24. Now, you're going to have the 2-6-1 Cleveland Browns hosting the 4-4 Atlanta Falcons. And after the Falcons got off to a slow start, they appear to be getting things turned around. And offensively, they have turned to their running game more, and it has shown. You expect a heavy dose of Devonta Freeman and Tevin Coleman at running back in this contest for the Falcons, and they're going to go up against a Browns defense which can give up points in bunches. I look for Cleveland like this. The bottom line is Cleveland started off strong this year, but the wheels have fallen off, and I expect the Falcons to take full advantage of that. Thus, I'm going to take Atlanta on the road by the score of 34-24. Now, in the AFC, you're going to have the 7-2 New England Patriots traveling to Music City to take on the 4-4 Tennessee Titans. Now, New England comes into this contest favored by 7 points, and both of these teams are very familiar with each other. Mike Vrabel, the current Titans head coach, was an outside linebacker for the New England Patriots during the 2000s, and he was a part of 3 Super Bowl championship teams. You also look at cornerback Malcolm Butler for the Titans. He made a big play for the Patriots a few years ago in the Super Bowl, and of course, he was a part of a pair of title teams. And then there's defensive back Jason McCourty, who is in his first year with the Patriots after spending the bulk of his career in Nashville with the Titans. Now, no Rob Gronkowski at tight end in this contest for New England, but you still have wide receivers Julian Edelman and Chris Hogan, as well as Josh Gordon. And of course, when you think about the Patriots offense, it's all about quarterback Tom Brady spreading that football around to his backs and receivers. Defensively, I expect Belichick to come up with a game plan to not only contain Titans quarterback Marcus Mariota and make him a passer, but also confuse him. And I think the Patriots will win the field of position as well as a turnover battle. Thus, I'm going to take the Patriots on the road in this contest by the score of 31-17. Now, in the AFC South, it's going to be the 3-5 Jacksonville Jaguars traveling to take on the 3-5 Indianapolis Colts. Now, Jacksonville comes into this game as a 3-point underdog, but they will get running back Leonard Fournette back, and that's going to be huge because he is a difference maker for this struggling Jaguars offense. Now, the Colts are at home, and they're starting to get a rhythm with quarterback Andrew Luck as his team is really starting to grow around him. But I think Jacksonville and their defense get back on track in this contest. Thus, I'm going to take the Jaguars by the score of 24-23. Now, you're going to have the 8-1 Kansas City Chiefs hosting the 2-7 Arizona Cardinals. Kansas City comes into this contest favored by 16.5 points, and for good reasons, because you look at this offense and hardly anybody has been able to slow them down this year. Quarterback Patrick Mahomes has one of the stronger arms in football. He is looking like an MVP candidate, and he gets the football around to a bevy of playmakers on offense, which includes Travis Kelce and, of course, Kareem Hunt. Now, for the Cards, they're 1-2 away from University of Phoenix Stadium this season, but now you're asking a rookie quarterback in Josh Rosen to go into a hostile environment at Arrowhead and win, which is highly unlikely. Thus, I'm going to take Kansas City at home by the score of 34-17. Now, at MetLife Stadium in East Rutherford, New Jersey, you're going to have the 2-7 Buffalo Bills clashing with the 3-6 New York Jets. Now, the Jets come into this contest favored by a touchdown, in spite of the fact that they will not have the services of rookie quarterback Sam Darnold due to a foot injury. But you're going to rely on veteran quarterback Josh McCown if you're the Jets to try to get the job done. And most importantly, don't turn the football over while relying on your running game and your staunch defense. For the Bills, they have had issues at quarterback all season long, and it is a big reason why they are 2-7. I think those issues will be on center stage once again, as the Jets will force at least two turnovers and win this contest 30-19. Now, in Tampa, it's going to be the 3-5 Tampa Bay Buccaneers hosting the 5-3 Washington Redskins. Washington is looking to get back on track after they lost at home last week versus the Atlanta Falcons. And for the Redskins to do that, they have to give veteran running back Adrian Peterson the football early and often. Now, you look at this Bucs defense, they have been struggling all season long, and that is a recipe for success if you are Washington's offense. Now, of course, we know whoever the Bucs quarterback is going to be, whether it be Jameis Winston or Ryan Fitzpatrick, they are each turnover prone. And I look at this Redskins defense to really pin their ears back and put the pressure on Fitzpatrick and force him to go out there and make a couple of turnovers. Make no mistake about it, Washington is the better team, and that will show up on Sunday afternoon. Thus, I'm going to take Washington at home by the score of 31-27. Now, in the AFC West, you're going to have the 6-2 Los Angeles Chargers making the trip up north to take on the 1-7 Oakland Raiders. Now, Oakland is a 10-point underdog in this contest, in spite of the fact that they are home, as the wheels have simply fallen off for this team. Make no mistake about it, this team does not want to play for John Gruden, and it is showing. While on the flip side, the Los Angeles Chargers are one of the hottest teams in football, as they are clicking in each facet of the game, and I do not expect them to slow down in this contest. Thus, I'm going to take the Chargers on the road by the score of 37-23. Now, at Lambeau Field, it's going to be the 3-4-1 Green Bay Packers hosting the 5-4 Miami Dolphins. Green Bay comes into this contest favored by 10 points. They haven't lost at home this season, while the Dolphins are just 1-3 on the road. Now, you look at it, And the Packers have been slowed down due to the knee injury of quarterback Aaron Rodgers. And on top of that, the lack of playmakers around him as well. But when this team is home, there's something special about them. And I think Aaron Rodgers finds a way to propel this team to victory at home. Thus, I'm going to take Green Bay by the score of 27-24. Now, in the NFC West, excuse me, it's going to be the 8-1 Los Angeles Rams hosting the 4-4 Seattle Seahawks. The Rams come into this contest favored by 9 points, but make no mistake about it, the Seahawks and Rams always play each other tough. They played a very close game earlier this season in Seattle, and you can expect another knockdown, drag-out type affair. Now, for the Rams, you have to get back on track after you were served a slice of humble pie last week versus the Saints, but you cannot overlook Seattle. And for Seattle, you look at their offensive line. They've got to try to win that battle on first and second down versus this Rams defensive line to keep it in third and manageable. And you look at the Seahawks, they've been running the football better as the season goes along because they need that in order to give their offense balance. But for this Rams defense, they have to get that get off. They didn't get that early last week against the Saints, and it really torched them. And for Aaron Donald and Ndamukong Suh on that D-line, they've got to go out there and make life tough for one Seahawks quarterback, Russell Wilson. I think this is going to be a back-and-forth affair, and I want to see which line is going to win this contest, whether it's going to be the D-line for the Rams or the offensive line for the Seahawks. But in the end, I'm going to take Los Angeles at home by the score of 31-24. Now, one Sunday night football, it's going to be the 4-4 Philadelphia Eagles hosting the 3-5 Dallas Cowboys in a pivotal NFC East meeting. Now, Philadelphia comes into this contest favored by a touchdown, while Dallas has yet to win a game away from Jerry World this season. We look at the struggles for the Cowboys offense, and it begins with quarterback Dez Bryant. And you look at, Dak Prescott, rather. And you look at it, and for this Cowboys team, Dak Prescott has to find a way to make plays from the pocket. And if he cannot do that, opposing defenses are going to continue to pin their ears back and come after him while taking away running back Ezekiel Elliott. You look at the Eagles. They've been up and down all season, in each facet of the game. And I think it's the fact that people are dealing with them differently now because they are the defending Super Bowl champions. However, this is make or break time for them because they're 4-4. They're looking up at Washington in the standings. And if they don't mess, if they stop messing or keep on messing around, they're going to find themselves at home in the postseason watching. So I think this is a very pivotal game for both teams. But I think the Eagles, you know, they find a way to rally the troops and get it going at home. Thus, I'm going to take the Eagles by the score of 27-23. And finally, on Monday Night Football, in a battle for draft position, you're going to have the 1-7 New York Football Giants making the trip west to take on the 2-7 San Francisco 49ers. San Fran comes into this game favored by 3.5 points. And you know what? You look at their record, but make no mistake about it, this team continues to play hard for head coach Kyle Shanahan. For the Giants, what can you say? The offensive line is terrible. It's a trickle-down effect to their veteran quarterback. And at some point, whether it's on offense, whether it's on defense, whether it's special teams, some pride has to kick in here. Who is going to step up and make the plays? And the big thing for the Giants, they've shown the ability to move the football between the 20s this year. But once they get into the red zone, they have to find a way to make touchdowns. Make no mistake about it. If they cannot make score touchdowns and they have to keep settling for field goals, it's going to be a long night in Frisco. But for the sake of the Giants, I think they find a way to win this contest. Thus, I'm going to take New York on the road by the score of 27-23. So, folks, that is going to wrap it up. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning in to the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, this podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at D-Line Tax and Books. And although that the tax deadline has come and gone, you can still contact D-Line Tax and Books for all of your tax needs. Now, you can contact the folks at D-Line Tax and Books anytime at 908-219-7215, or you can visit them on the web at dlinetaxbooks.com. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds Off Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it'll be my pleasure to follow you right back. There's also the sports discussion group on Facebook at the Sports Depot 365. You can check it out. Drop a line and be a part of one of the better sports debating sites going on social media. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.